This station is powered by Simplecast UK, your one-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's, simplecast.co.uk.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 15th of October, and you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the gloriously gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Paul Andrews.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I've had a fabulous scoff and quaff on my show.
Did you?
It's on at 11 to 12, you know, every Tuesday.
Is it really?
For The Business Bunker.
I've never heard of it. Is it any good?
Well, we had a, fabulous. We had a world exclusive.
Did you?
We had Alistair Jessel.
Table Ice Cream.
Who I first met on your little show.
Yeah.
A couple of years back.
Absolutely.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And he came on with a world exclusive. So he has made this amazing, well, he's just won an award with The Grocer for best new product.
Right.
Which is amazing. And he was up against Cadbury's, Vimto, Magnum, wow. Ben and Jerry's.
Blimey.
And Taywell won against those big boys. So well done, Alistair Jessel. And then he has also made, now how are we saying this? Sugar?
It's no added sugar ice cream.
No added sugar ice cream.
Very low calorie ice cream.
Yeah, I had, you know the chocolate one that you scoff?
Yeah.
I ate
the whole pot.
Yeah,
I did.
Whipped it from me.
Yeah, I did. I took it out of her hands. She had a spoon poised at her lips, and off it went, straight in my mouth, and it was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous, and hardly any calories.
Do you know how many calories there were?
No.
I've worked it out. It's less than a latte. It was 50 calories.
Really?
In a chocolate ice cream.
In a tub. In a tub of ice cream.
You ate the whole tub?
I did.
So don't come whinging to me and saying, oh, I only want grilled fish at Wheeler's, when you can eat tubs of ice cream like that,
Well, as long as Wheeler's are selling Taywell's no added sugar ice cream, we're home and dry.
We are, indeed. I actually had the, listen to what I had. I had cakes from
How long you got, listeners? This is a long list. This is a long list of food that Jules has had today, and I'm keeping a check so that she doesn't leave anything out.
This is just my show snack.
Breakfast was two steak and kidney pies bought by Jason, the Kentish pieman.
Kentish pieman.
Let's move on from there.
Then Vicky Feldman, the baker, bought me these fabulous gluten-free little almond muffin things. I had about eight of those.
Yeah.
Alistair had quite a few as well, I'll have you know. And then, of course, I polished off, I started off with strawberry, raspberry, mango, sorbets. From Alistair Table Ice Cream.
Hold on a minute. And don't forget your one weakness.
And then I'd forgotten about my one weakness.
Yeah.
How subtle you are.
I know.
Yeah, my one weakness, the coconut.
Coconut ice cream.
Did you try any?
I saw you demolish.
Demolish.
A half litre tub of coconut as
but
well.
But coconut is my one weakness.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another thing. Can you say aluminium? Because I can't
aluminium.
Say it. I can't say it. And the more I said it, the more I
Or you could
I
be American
up.
And say aluminum.
Aluminum. I think aluminum is probably
it's
easier.
It's not how it's spelt, though.
No. No, but neither's Itham and Icom and Marling and Malling and all those Kentish things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say aluminium.
Aluminium.
You say it quite well. I find it difficult. My tongue just won't do it.
Yeah, never mind. Anyway, so enough of Jules's food consumption lists. We could be here all day talking about that.
We could.
There's something I want to start off with on the show,
mm-hmm.
Which we've been mentioning on Twitter for the last couple of days. Last Friday was the Seven Oaks Business Show.
Yes.
And the lovely folks at connectit.co, yes. had put up a prize at the show, and the prize was for a new telephone-based service, which is a phone in the cloud service called Geo.
A nude telephone service.
A new telephone-based service.
So does the engineer come round with no clothes on?
New.
Oh, sorry. New. I thought you said nude. New you telephone service. I thought that's quite kinky.
Yeah. You see, that's just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Jules has a wardrobe full of engineers that are locked into her wardrobe that sillily came round to fix various things that she captures.
Billy Dean,
the from SOS Computers, has been locked in Jules's wardrobe for 5 weeks now.
I'm just getting these guests. They're hysterical. Yeah, yeah. They're like a couple of chipmunks sitting in
anyway,
the corner.
Anyway, have you finished interrupting me?
Well, maybe not.
Anyway,
carry on.
The prize that connectit.co offered at last week's Seven Oaks Business Show was for a Geo fixed number with 350 minutes of calls with a full reporting and portal access as well as call recording. Let me tell you a little bit about this new telephone service. It's now possible to get a new type of business phone number that is hosted in the cloud. And here's 12 reasons why you might want to use one.
Sounds good.
You can try it for 30 days at no cost and no risk. You can choose a highly memorable number. It doesn't replace your existing landline or phone number. The service is hosted in the cloud but run on a tier one network, so it's not voice over IP. There is a 99.95% service uptime guarantee. If you move or relocate, you can take your number with you. You can instantly route phone calls to any landline or mobile. You can choose which prefix you want using 01, 02, 03 or 08. You can view live inbound call statistics. It has instant disaster recovery if your landline goes down. Use the cloud number on your website to track calls, and it works in the same way as other cloud services like email or data backup or anything. So the guys from ConnectIT offered a prize, and that prize was for someone to win a fixed number with 350 minutes of calls with full reporting and portal access as well as call recording. And 30 companies entered for this prize. And what I'm going to ask to
Sorry,
happen
I am
now,
listening to you, darling. I'm
no, you're not. You're messing. You have to listen. She's messing about over there. She hasn't paid any attention at all. She's been playing around taking photographs of people and tweeting them.
But the guests are so sweet. They're just so sweet.
Yeah, well, are you listening
guests.
Now?
I am
because
now.
Because what we're going to do is quite important.
The nude prize.
Yeah. So we got this prize from ConnectIT.co, and 30 companies entered the prize draw to win this.
Excellent.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask our guest Rachel to pick a number between 1 and 30.
Ooh.
And then having done that, I'm going to ask our other guest Mike to read out from this list who is the winner of this prize. So if I pass the list to Mike.
It's quite dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah. And if I could ask Rachel to randomly pick a number between 1 and 30, please.
I'm going to go for number 8.
Number 8. And Mike, if you could read out who number 8 is, please.
Caroline Hart, Kent Life Coach.
Fantastic. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you for that, Rachel and Mike.
Well done.
So, Caroline Hart, ConnectIT will be getting in touch with you because you have won the prize.
A nude telecommunication engineer.
Yeah, something like that. Cool. So, well done. Thank you for that. Thank you to ConnectIT.co for that. And thank you to the guys at the Seven Oaks Business Show. Thank you, Mike. So, we've got loads of tweets. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways on the show. You can call us on 01 303 874 998, but we don't expect you to because nobody calls anymore because we use social media.
They used to,
but it's not worth it anymore because we have much more fun on social media. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but the most likely way to get hold of me is to tweet me at VanillaWeb, and we've already had at least 20 tweets in, and they're coming in all the time. But for the moment, I think we'll start off, Jules, with you actually doing some work.
Okay, I'll stop tweeting then.
Will you put your phone down?
I will. The awful thing is, I forgot to announce at the beginning that I've actually forgotten my glasses. So if you see me squinting.
Okay. I like your hair, though.
Yes.
You've had your hair done.
Yeah, thank you. It's
that's right.
Well, it was getting a bit long and hippie. And
yeah, I know the problem. I suffer with it.
It was done by the lovely Mariano.
Really?
At Flow & Co., F-L-O-W & Co. in Whitstable.
Wow.
And they're at the Horsebridge. And I will see you soon. There's a gourmet Christmas dinner. Now, this is for a minimum of 6 people. You get a glass of bubbly, and you can get a choice of either baked salmon souffle or a chestnut soup with bacon and herb croutons, or a fresh fig.
How
and
come you always get food-related stuff?
Have you ever seen a fresh fig? A scallop of turkey breast, a saltimbocca, what does that mean? Wrapped with sage and parma ham to you. On a wild mushroom risotto. Got wild mushrooms and we've got fresh figs. Love it. It's only £35 a head. There's a huge menu here. I'm not reading it all because you'll nod off or you'll salivate. Now, if you want to go to this, you contact Ruth Denzi at the Bistro, which is here at our Channel Radio studios.
It's our in-house bistro next door.
It is. That's why we get so tubby, actually, because we just pop next door.
Mm-hmm.
Hagelands Village, that's in Burmarsh, Romney Marsh, Kent. I call it Dymchurch, actually. They call it Romney Marsh. I'll give you the sat nav. It's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 29OJR. And there's a phone number, 01303 873535. And that's Ruth Denzi, the bistro. And it is, when is it? Oh, it's a gourmet Christmas dinner. So it's probably starting all of, you know, from now.
December.
And going up, yeah.
Cool.
Give them a ring. But we do highly recommend it. It's where we have our Christmas party.
It is indeed. Which is happening on the 18th of December.
Yes,
I might tell you.
I managed to stay quite sober at last year's.
I know, I was amazed.
Because I didn't have a driver. Normally John Sykes drives me.
Get well soon, John, by the way.
And yes, do. He's sitting at home in his Winsett pyjamas. 57 ways to make your marketing...
You sounded just like Dame Edna then.
Did I?
Yeah.
Sitting at home.
The little possum sitting at home in his Winsett pyjamas.
I didn't know she was from Essex. 57 ways to make your marketing work from Barnaby Winter. In this fast-moving session, Barnaby will share with you 57 things that have worked for brands in the past, from logo design to direct marketing, from long-tail pay per click to press ads, from video to website. Can you tell me what long tail means?
The long tail was a book by Chris Anderson, who was the editor of Wired magazine. And some years ago, he wrote a book where he identified that in conventional business, it was difficult to sell things in small numbers because you couldn't stock them or whatever. And then when companies like Amazon came along, he found that they could afford to stock, like books, that only sold one or two copies a week.
Yeah.
And that's called the long tail. And you can't do that in a conventional shop because you don't have the space or the customers, but you can online. So the long tail is when you sell small numbers of things in large quantities because you have access to the market.
Like it. And it's spelt T-A-I-L, listener, if you're interested, not T-A-L-E. Long tail, pay-per-click to press ads, from video to websites. So you've got 57 ideas to stimulate your marketing planning in the future. And if you want to see how others did it and get new ideas to make your marketing work for your business, then this unique session is not one to miss, or one not to miss even. Now, I'm going to read out the email. First, I'll give you the date. So it's the 22nd of October, which is next Monday, 9:30 to 12:30. The venue is the Churchill Square, King's Hill, and the email is info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. So 57 ways to make your marketing work with Barnaby Winter.
And I have to tell you that you really need to get along to that. I've seen Barnaby speak many, many times. In fact, he spoke at our last Create event at Fruitworks as well. And he's brilliant. He really is brilliant. So do get along to that. He's an absolute marketing genius. So do go to that. We have got hundreds of tweets already.
Trillions.
So I'm going to have to read a few out now.
Yes, do.
We've had a tweet from John at saleshelp_VR. That's his Twitter handle. Saleshelp_VR, which stands for Vector Resources. And John is a specialist in helping people with their sales issues. So do follow him on the Twitter. That's saleshelp_VR. We've also had Business Community Breakfast, who say hi and that they're listening in. And Brian Davis and Chris Pollard from Connect IT are both listening, as are the MIH marketing team. Oh, and Meta Baron. Do you remember Meta? Meta was on the show last year.
I do.
Meta says, hi, Paul and Jules. All the best for today's show. I'm listening in. Hi, Meta. Thank you for that. It's lovely for you to join us.
And we've got Kazia Sensizin.
I beg your pardon?
Kazia Sensizin.
Kazia.
Sensizin.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah.
She is saying, she's listening in, obviously, live, yeah. And she says, I've had the Bistro's apple crumble, and it's very yum.
She has indeed.
Yes, and she's been on the show.
She has indeed. Kasia has been on this show.
So she's listening in. And also, Venom Tech, who've been on the show when I...
You're reading from the top of the Twitter list. You are reading from the top of the Twitter list while I'm reading from the bottom.
Diligent. You're so diligent. Venom Tech. Well, I'm a Gemini, so we don't start from the bottom.
Two-faced is what she means.
No, I'm not two-faced.
That's a Gemini, isn't it?
No, we're not two-faced. We just, you know... split two personality face. Venom Tech, who've been a guest when I was actually in Spain eating paella and having carver or something, they've said, following the Twitter picture that I put of our guests hysterical, he said, good to see you are having fun as usual on the bunker.
Yes. Janice Watton just tweeted as well,
the tall one.
Yeah, to tell us that Barnaby is also speaking at Abbotts Barton.
Really?
Well,
he gets about that,
at a brownies meeting. That's not brownies as in small girl guides. That's brownies as in breakfast brownie meeting.
Let's not go there.
Yeah.
No mentions of Rolls.
Sally Laker says hello.
Hello, Sally.
Sally for cakes. Hello, Sal.
She's got lots of cake making classes going on at the
she
moment.
She has got. We talked about those last week. Some of her cake making classes, and we will be talking about them again in the future.
She's got one at Macnay coming up.
Yes, she has indeed, and the cakes she makes are absolutely stonkingly brilliant.
Especially the lemon drizzle.
Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services has said hi.
Hello.
And told everybody not to forget to listen. He didn't mention Samson the Parrot this time, though.
He didn't. Now, he might give us some tips for Bonfire Night, which is coming up, for, you know, how to protect your little dog and cat with Bonfire Night.
Funnily enough, next week on the show, we have someone who has that as a specialist area.
You're joking.
I'm not.
This show is not just thrown together, Paul Andrews.
It is not. It's amazing when it comes together. We have a guest that is going to talk to us all about how to protect our pets during firework night.
How lovely. Well, I'm impressed. Because also, may I just give a plug for Scoff and Quaff? November the 5th.
Really?
Which is Bonfire Night.
It's not something you do very often, is it, really?
November the 5th. Tuesday, November the 5th. Scoff and Quaff are having a special Bonfire Night special. And guess what? We've got three guys on the show. Guy, get it? Forks.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got a fabulous guest called Catherine Wheel coming on.
Of course you have. Yes. It'll be a cracker.
It will. Yes, rocket. North Kent B2B free conference and exhibition. It's on the 17th of October. When's that? Friday, Thursday? What's the date today?
17th. Well, it's the 15th today, so that'll be the day after tomorrow.
The day after mañana.
Normally.
Yeah. Well, the way you work, it is. Yeah. 9 to 5, it's at the Woodville in Gravesend. It's one of the largest gatherings of local and county businesses, the North East Kent B2B free exhibition and conference at the Woodville. And to book, you need to go on to bookings@kentinvictachamber.co.uk or ring 01732 758 530. There is a website, www.kentb2b.co.uk, and details of that will be on the Business Bunker website after the show.
Fantastic, thank you. I'm going to rush through some of these because the Twitter's going absolutely ballistic and we're getting loads of tweets in. We've had tweets from the following. Jamie O'Connell of Credit Control Solutions. And Credit Control Solutions are the sponsor of today's show. So Credit Control Solutions International, thank you so much for supporting us and sponsoring our programme. We love you to bits. And we've also had a tweet from Rehab in Whitstable High Street.
Hello.
Hair and beauty guys, Ruth and the team there.
I think the lovely Becky Ball works there. Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. The management have also tweeted in, ARD Music Management.
Who are they? Kate, they sound quite good.
Yeah, Kate Sutton has tweeted in, and she is known as I Am Whit Whit Woo on the Twitter. And I happen to know she's a very prolific blogger, so she's probably tuned in to listen to what Mike's got to say
Can
later.
Can you say that again without blogger. Swallowing your teeth?
What?
Calm down. You need to breathe.
I'm trying to get through this.
You need to keep
interrupting me and
I'm interrupting from the top.
Spoiling, yeah, exactly. Now, I also need to mention this. The Barn Tunbridge Wells are celebrating our 21st anniversary. The Barn is a restaurant in the centre of Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah.
They're celebrating their 21st anniversary and they're raising funds for the mental health charity known as TWMHR. And you can follow TWMHR on Twitter, and their Twitter handle, surprisingly, is TWMHR. Yeah, it's Tunbridge Wells Mental Health, and they've already raised £600 in the previous four nights. And on the 24th of October, there's a charity dinner with three courses and a casino, and it's a paltry Not poultry,
oh,
but poultry.
Oh, I do love a chicken.
£19.95 £19.95 for a three-course dinner. And you decide what you would like to pay for your wine.
That's very...
Well, no, Jules, come
that's
back.
That's really reasonable.
Yeah.
£19.
Yeah, and
like
all that. The proceeds, all of the proceeds of that are going to TWMHR. And they say, thank you, this is a fantastic charity, and it's also supported by the Mayor of Tunbridge Wells. So that's the Barn in Tunbridge Wells, 24th of October, which is Thursday week. Get along to that. There's a three-course meal and casino.
And you decide what you want to pay for
and
your
And you decide
wine.
What you want to pay for the wine, and it's only £19.95 for the
but
meal.
But do they know how much I drink?
Well, they weren't going to let you in.
Oh,
honestly.
OK.
Yeah. Miriam McGurk, also known as the Josie Maguire, has tweeted in.
She's a writer, you know.
And she said, hope you had a wonderful scoff and cough. We don't care about that, Miriam.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
I'm stuffed.
And we've had a new listener, Christian Jackson. And they are Apple experts, IT solutions support and training for education, business and individual. And their web address is support-expert.co.uk. Or you can follow Christian on the Twitter at cjacksonuk. cjacksonuk.
I wonder where they're based.
I don't know. I could look
them
up.
We'll find out later.
I could look them up, yeah.
When you play a tune, you can look them up.
And one last Twitter shout-out, because we're running way past our scheduled time now. Another new listener, Stevie Sweeps.
Oh, I like that name.
And he's known on the Twitter as Stevie Sweeps. And he's a chimney sweep. And they also repair wood-burning stoves. So give him a follow. So thank you, Stevie.
You need a wood-burning stove.
Yeah, I do. Mark Smith of Whitstable Stoves is going to sort me out with that.
Yeah, when is he doing it?
I'm not sure.
Because they've got quite a waiting list.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage. We're going to play a bit of Rod Stewart.
Oh, I do.
And we'll
love
be back after that.
Oh, lovely.
Red lips, hair and fingernails. I hear you're a mean old jail to bail.
with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. The small faces and Rod Stewart there.
Yeah, it was actually the faces.
The faces, yeah.
And I reckon that was Rod Stewart in his prime, don't you?
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant track.
But I would just say that you nicked it off my Scoff Quaff playlist,
yeah,
which
whatever.
Is a superior show, 11 yeah, to 12 whatever. Every Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever. Talk to the hand.
Yeah, but you've only got a hook there.
Oh, true. Anyway, look. We've got loads of interesting guests to talk to, and we've got millions of tweets and loads of emails. Just want to do a couple more tweets before we talk to our first guest. Mm-hmm. We've had a tweet from Ellie at Cane and Beer, and they are staging a curry and beer evening with Cane and Beer, and I'll explain who Cane and Beer are in a moment, in Ashford in November. And it's an informal evening, and Cane and Beer are bookkeeping services and accounting type services, and you can follow them on the Twitter at Cane and Beer. That's CAINANDBEER, Cane and Beer. And if you want to come along to the beer and curry evening, and I have to warn you, I'm going to it, so I will be there as well. You can email for details, and the email address is info@caneandbeer.co.uk. That's info@caneandbeer.co.uk. So if you'd like to find out about their event in November, then please do email them and ask about it. It's my absolute pleasure now to welcome to the Business Bunker Show our first guest of today, the lovely Rachel Elcombe from the University of Kent at Canterbury Student Enterprise. Rachel, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's absolutely lovely to see you.
It's really nice to be here. I found it eventually.
Yeah, it was a bit of a trip that you had, wasn't it? The old sat-nav is a bit vague when it gets down here.
Yeah, it took me round the houses. Ended up being about 20 minutes late. But I got it in the end.
So. But you got here in the end, yes. So that's cool. I'll tell you what, why don't you tell us a little bit about Rachel and then a little bit about the University of Kent Student Enterprises set up.
Well, obviously you heard, I work for the University of Kent. I work at the Kent Enterprise Hub, which is quite a unique thing for the University of Kent. And there are two remits to my job. The first part is Student Enterprise. And we've come up with a Student Enterprise programme called Make Your Mark. And that's a series of enterprise-related activities designed to focus on the six core, what we've come up with is the six core enterprise skills, so things like communication,
right.
Problem-solving, creativity. And what we do is we look at workshops, competitions, that kind of thing, that are designed to provide students with those specific skills, hopefully to result in them getting a better job at the end of it.
Sure. So what you're trying to do, I guess, is to get people work ready. So, you know, as well as their academic qualifications and degrees and stuff like that, one of the problems that a lot of employers identify is people coming out of university, college and school aren't always entirely work ready. Yeah. So I guess a lot of what you're doing is aimed towards that.
Well, funnily enough, the other half of my job is what we call the Employability Points Programme.
Right.
Or the Employability Points Scheme. And what that does is that gives students points or rewards students with points for their engagement in all types of extracurricular activities.
Right.
And when we say extracurricular, we mean things like volunteering, working part-time,
right.
Attending open lectures, skills workshops. And we give points depending on their level of engagement. And at the end of the academic year, they can turn those points into prizes, work-related prizes. So things like internships, project placements, work shadowing, all the way down to vouchers and things like that, which is all designed to help them get some experience to put on their CV, to make them stand out from the crowd by the time they finish university.
Absolutely. Now, that scheme's been going a couple of years now, hasn't it?
I think it's now in its third year.
Yeah.
Piloted in 2011, and since then it's grown leaps and bounds.
It's just taken off, hasn't it?
Yeah,
it's just
snowball. Yeah,
it's just gone really mad, and it's a brilliant, brilliant scheme. And I happen to know that the university was finalists in the Times Educational Awards last year for innovation on the back of that scheme as well. And a lot of other institutions are starting to try and copy it as well, aren't they?
Well, we're actually in the process of, I'm managing the process of introducing it to other universities.
Right.
Because it's done so well and it's recognised by employers, they're trying to expand the scheme.
Cool. So tell us about some of the other parts of the Enterprise Hub there and the kind of things you do and the kind of... you've also got businesses that are spin-offs from the university, haven't you, that are based there?
Yeah, the Enterprise Hub provides support to students, staff or associates of the university who are interested in starting up their own business. So we provide everything from initial business advice sessions by professional business advisors. So students or staff can come to us with an idea and we can give them advice or we can help them take the next step. If you're a student especially, we provide business mentors and subsidised office space in the hub to, I suppose, help you get your idea off the ground. At the moment, the hub's, I think, it's pretty full. We have some really successful businesses and a couple of successful companies set up by our students and our graduates.
Absolutely. I mean, Jules read a tweet earlier from VenomTech, and VenomTech are based in the hub, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a very unique company.
Yeah.
One of the most, well, I suppose, unique in the country, and they've done very well. They started at the Enterprise Hub, and they're currently, well, they've expanded and doing very well for themselves. I also follow them on Twitter and Facebook, so
that's what they're up to. Cool. So you've got a range of businesses. As you say, they're spin-offs from both students and faculty staff, you provide them with low-cost space and working environments, and it's actually quite a nice working environment, relatively, because you know, it's got that kind of campus feel to it, not surprisingly, because it's on a university campus, but it is very definitely businesses that are growing and going somewhere. So your particular role, tell us a little bit about your role there, Rachel.
Well, at the Enterprise Hub, I mainly have focus on student engagement. I work with some of our student or student societies, one of which is Enactus Kent.
Which is what, sorry?
Enactus Kent. It's one of our entrepreneurial student societies.
All right.
And basically what they do is there's a group of students who use their entrepreneurial skills to help members of the community, local community, international community, to provide them with a sustainable way of maybe making some money or providing them with a better standard of living. And recently, Saturday, just gone, they launched a project called My Streets. And what they're doing with that is they're using their entrepreneurial skills, I say entrepreneurial skills, to help homeless earn a living, basically. They are organising tours around Canterbury called All Our Unseen Tours. And they take groups of tourists to locations that aren't the norm. And they give them their story and their background. And it's a way for them to make their own money, make a living.
Okay. So let's kind of deconstruct this, because this sounds fascinating. And I could have a bit of a laugh with this as well. They take them to places in Canterbury that nobody else knows about. this is the Rosemary Lane car park. No, I know what you mean. Canterbury's a fascinating city with lots of quirky places in it.
Fruitworks, for one.
Yeah, Fruitworks, for one. What's the scheme called again, Mike?
Oh, it's called My Streets.
My Streets. So basically, you've got entrepreneurial students trying to help people with various difficulties, kind of form a business, would you put it that way?
Yeah, it's empowering them, really.
Yeah,
it's giving
yeah.
them the opportunity to become independent, work for themselves, work on a project.
Okay, a bit similar to the big issue type thing.
Yeah, I suppose kind of, but more local. So
absolutely.
You know, it's only available in Canterbury.
Right.
So it's quite. I'm hopefully they're supposed to launch their tours in a couple of weeks.
And okay, so that's getting ready to launch. Is there any way? Is there a website associated with that yet, or is there any way we could kind of follow that, or maybe if it's not ready yet, you can let us know when it is ready so that we can follow it.
They can go onto that one, can't they?
Yeah, they can have a look at the Employability Points website.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is we'll try and post some information on the website about this.
Brilliant.
It's www.kent.ac.uk/employabilitypoints.
Fantastic.
And we will put that on our website.
It is actually already on the website.
How diligent.
The links. All the links for today's show will be up on the Kent Business Radio website. That sounds like a fascinating scheme. I'm really interested in that. And it's brilliant, and it's great that people can give something back as well, because one of the big things that we're very keen on on a Business Bunker show is local enterprise. We're very keen to try to get local enterprises to support each other, and part of what you guys are doing at the university in the local area in Canterbury is helping that, and that's a brilliant thing, because, you know, it's one of the ways of making things go round and come around and happen. So that's fantastic. And I happen to know, because I was involved in it in the early days, that the employability scheme is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant scheme. Any employers out there, that want to get involved in that, I suggest you do. And the kind of things that you need to be able to do is to offer prizes of work experience. That is the big thing that the university is looking for. That's the big thing that the students are looking for, is the opportunity to gain experience in a real business. And that is incredibly valuable to them. So if you can be a small business, it doesn't matter, small, medium or large business. If you'd like to get involved in employability points, I suggest you do. The scheme has grown enormously in a few years that it's been going as well, hasn't it? Rachel, thank you so much for that. Absolute pleasure to hear from you. Give us one more shout for the Enterprise website.
The Employability Points website is kent.ac.uk/employabilitypoints. And the Student Enterprise website is kent.ac.uk/enterprise/students.
Brilliant. Rachel, thank you so much for that. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and join in. But for the moment, Rachel Elcombe of University of Kent at Canterbury Enterprise Hub. Thank you very much. That's brilliant. Cool. I've had a tweet in from Tracy Randall, and she's known on the Twitter as by_Tracy, T-R-A-Y-C, mm-hmm. by_Tracy, okay. And Tracy's an image consultant. She says, hi, I'm listening live for a change and really enjoying the show, so thank you, Tracy, for that.
And Tracy, he's wearing purple today, as per your instructions.
I have, yeah, but I haven't had my head shaved yet, as
Not
per
yet,
your other
but
instruction.
But we might work on that next Friday.
Yeah. I've also had the lovely Jane, the fat carrot, has tweeted.
She's not at all fat, you know.
I know she's not.
she doesn't even look like a carrot.
And she doesn't look like a carrot either. But apart from that, she's called Fat Carrot
on
Twitter.
She is a vegetarian, I think that's what it's. But her whole family are carrots. You know, she's got baby carrot and boy carrot and husband carrot. And what's she saying, anyway?
She just said, hi, I'm listening live.
Oh, lovely.
So, welcome, Jane. There's 74 more tweets there.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, we're neglected.
So I'm not going to get through all of them, because we've got another very interesting guest to talk to in a moment.
Yes.
I've got some emails I need to read out. How to prepare your business forecast for 2014. This is a workshop being put on by Shirley Mansfield of Coach SME. And the first one is taking place on Monday the 18th of November from 9 till 7. And it's at the Waterbrook Avenue, Sevington. And I think I'm right in saying that's the Chamber of Commerce offices in Ashford.
I'm sure you're right, because you're always right.
Yeah, normally I am. Get your business fit for 2014. In my work with SMEs, it's clear that many business owners aren't sure how to prepare a business forecast for the coming period. Neither are they comfortable with managing the business against the forecast. Even a reforecast can prove really difficult. Most business owners aren't accountants, and so they feel daunted by preparing a forecast. That's why I've designed this workshop to help you understand how to prepare and use a forecast, even if you aren't a financial guru. This one-day workshop will give you the template for a successful 2014. There is some work to do after the workshop if you're going to make a real difference, but what a great time of year to take stock and get those plans in place. And this is what you'll learn on the workshop. Set out 5 really smart objectives for your business. Establish your sales forecast and how to reforecast every month. Develop a meaningful and predictive sales pipeline. Learn how cash flow impacts your business. Understand capacity and staff resourcing as well as stocking. Understand the 5 key performance indicators that you need to track and learn how to manage and how to manage the business by numbers. And determine the critical marketing and sales activities. And understand how problem-solving skills will help your business to get a flying start in 2014. If you want to find out more about that, there is a link on the homepage of today's show, which is show number 145. And there's Shirley's website is listed there, but also there's also the 3 links to the 3 different workshops, because the workshops are taking place in different places in Kent. So there's one in Ashford, one at Brands Hatch, and one in Canterbury, and all the details are on the Kent Business Bunker website. Shirley has also provided a blog, which is also up on the blog tab on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. So if you want to find out more about these programs, have a read of Shirley's blog, have a look at Shirley's website, which is coachsme.co.uk, or look at the individual events themselves. So do take a look at that. That's a really interesting thing. Jules, you can do another email now.
No, oh, I'm so busy tweeting. I barely get time to come on the radio show. Your chance to meet with fellow business leaders from the construction industry. That's men in little sort of boots and things. 6th of November at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes, 9 to 5pm, over the 5 years that Kent will be... over the next 5 years, Kent will be the site for a number of major developments, which means significant business for the whole of the construction sector and associated businesses. And Joe James, who's the chief exec of Kent Invicta Chamber, has said that this event represents an opportunity for companies involved in one of the most important business sectors in the county to meet and network and learn about the best ways to move forward and overcome problems resulting from a recession. So that's a brilliant one. That's the 6th of November. And then you can meet the buyer. This is the Kent Business Portal. This is 9 to 4pm. And that's a 15-minute appointment with 10 of the largest contractors on this event, the 6th of November. And you can work with... the Kent County Council, including Kier, K-I-E-R, and Wilmot Dixon, and they want to meet with you to discuss the opportunities available to SMEs on the projects they're working on. If you want to know more about this, you can either go onto the Kent Business Radio website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or you can go onto www.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk to find out more about the 6th of November at the Mercure in Maidstone.
Cool, thank you. We've had James Gardner of Component Force.
Hello, James.
Tweet us.
They're having massages, I think.
Yeah, he's saying we're listening live from the Component Force factory over there in Medway, and we have Restoring Health giving our staff massages this afternoon. Which is rather nice, isn't it?
I mean, what a life. Why don't we have massages during the show?
Right. I don't know if you read this one from Kasia.
Well, yeah. I only start at the top.
Well, Kasia is saying, why don't you come and see the Canterbury Players comedy, Weird Sisters, at the Gulbenkian in Canterbury on the 6th and 8th of November? She says, I dance a jazzy number with death.
Ooh, with death?
Yeah.
Ooh, when is it?
The 6th and 8th of November.
Excellent.
The Weird Sisters.
Yeah. She's not a weird sister, but she's lovely.
Oh, no.
Well, I'd like to see her dancing a jazzy number. Mm. Didn't know she was an actor as well.
So, there you go. So, do get along to that at the Gulbenkian Theatre.
Oh, my hairdressers are on. Flo and Co.
All right.
Was I interrupting you?
Yeah, go on.
They're just saying, listening into the Business Bunker whilst cutting hair in Whitstable. That's Flo and Co. Hair.
Cool. And Jamie O'Connell has tweeted, Rod Stewart, tunage. Nah, you need a bit of jazz.
Now, what jazz would you suggest?
Well, that's funny he should mention that, really, isn't it?
Oh, is that your mix?
Because said Jamie is starting a programme on Channel Radio on Thursday the 24th of October called Jamie's Jazz Show.
Is he a jazz buff?
There's a new jazz show coming on Channel Radio on the 24th of October, starting at 10pm in the evening. And it's presented by Jamie O'Connell.
Wow, well, I do like a bit of jazz. I don't really like, what's his name, Jamie Cullen. Please don't play Jamie Cullen, but anyone else I like.
Okay. Christian Jackson, who was on earlier, and you asked, where's he based?
Little Mac man.
Yeah, he said he's recently relocated to Whitstable.
Which, coincidentally, is where I live.
Christian.
And I have a Mac.
Christian, if the phone rings this afternoon, don't go anywhere near the wardrobe. That's just a piece of advice.
I would like you to come round, Christian, to sort out my Macs and various Macs. And I do make a very nice coffee. I've got some Taywell's ice cream as well. No added sugar.
And
no calories.
And Tracy has tweeted in and she says...
Which Tracy?
Tracy Randall.
All right,
who you mentioned just now about... getting me to wear purple.
Yeah.
She says, you wait till I get him in maroon and burnt orange.
Oh, yeah, he'll look fab in that.
Yeah, of course I would.
Yeah. I've seen him in a burnt-out car. He looks quite good in that, too. But I want him, Tracy, in a trilby. This is what I keep saying, a trilby, a man in a hat, yes.
All right.
Because he's 6'2", you know. He can carry a hat.
Yeah.
Right,
enough of that. Enough already. We've got hundreds more tweets. We've got loads more emails. But before all of that... I am waiting to talk to our next guest.
I am too.
And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Mr. Mike Pitt. And Mike is from Marketing Fundamentals. He's an author, a blogger and a consultant. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul. And thank you, Jules. And Rachel, it's very nice to meet you.
And thank you for our birthday cake.
Yeah. Now, It happens to be Mike's company, Marketing Fundamentals, third birthday today. So happy birthday to them. Mike has kindly bought in a lovely chocolate birthday cake, which Jules has already eaten. All of it. Everything.
I'm tucking in.
She is tucking in as we speak. But while she is tweeting, photographing, she's just stuck her face right in the cake. I mean, what are you going to do with her? Anyway, enough of all of that. Mike, why don't you tell us a bit about Mike and Marketing Fundamentals and tell us about blogging.
Sure. My career, before I founded Marketing Fundamentals on 15th of October 2010, was in agencies. So I worked for advertising agencies,
cool,
direct marketing agencies, sales promotion agencies. And I reached a stage where I thought, I want to use my experience and my skill set to benefit business owners and entrepreneurs with new technologies and new sectors. So I wanted to move away from the corporate life. I suppose I would describe myself at that time as a sort of corporate soldier, like many of your sure, listeners. And I wanted to work with new businesses and, right, and with new media. So I created Marketing Fundamentals, and I focused straight away on content. Content is, you know, almost my middle name. I've not quite changed it yet, but content is really the way I felt businesses could promote themselves. If you compare, let's say, content in terms of blog and social media content to PPC, when your money runs out for PPC, your visibility is gone.
Yep.
When you create original content that is found on Google and all the other search engines, your content remains there.
Right.
And each relevant post is an advertisement for your business.
Absolutely.
So this is a story that's a strategy that was created for as part of my story for my business. Mm. But I found that it's obviously universally applicable, particularly to B2B businesses. Mm. If you want to establish authority, create new opportunities, improve your search engine rankings, build a community, then you can do that through blogging.
Sure.
So I created a blogging strategy for Marketing Fundamentals and one that's applicable for a lot of the clients we work with. And I articulated that in my book published last year, How to Turbocharge Your Business with a Blog.
Cool. We've actually put a link to Amazon where people can have a look at your book, and Jules is waving a copy of it at me at the moment. There is a link on our website to the Amazon page for that as well. Sorry to interrupt.
Brilliant.
You.
No, thank you. And because it's my company's third birthday today,
right,
I thought we could give out at least three copies of the book.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
And then obviously everybody else can follow the link. So if you want to discuss how we give those out, that's
sure,
fine.
So we got three copies of Mike's fantastic book, How to Turbocharge Your Business with a Blog.
I love a turbo. Or yeah, turbo, is that fish?
I think probably the best way to do this is, and we shouldn't do this really, but we will because they will never find out, is we have a Facebook page, Business Bunker Facebook page. So if the first three people that post, can I have the book on there, we'll get a copy of Mike's How to Turbocharge Your Business with a Blog book, and the Business Bunker Facebook page is, not surprisingly, called Business Bunker.
So the first three people
who post on there a comment saying, could I have a copy of Mike's book, please?
Okay, not the first three people to tweet?
No.
Okay. Well, you're so cruel, aren't you?
Yeah.
Really quite ruthless.
Yeah. But that would be because I want more traffic to the Facebook page.
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah. I understand your reasons. I just think you're a bit harsh.
Yeah, I love being harsh. Anyway, enough of me. Let's talk to Mike. Sorry, Mike.
No problem.
So we will do that, and we will let you know who won the copies of the books as well.
Excellent.
And
you
must sign them.
I will do.
Of course.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. It's a great book, by the way. It is a really good book. Sorry, you were saying. So you wrote the book and published it last year.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about blogging.
Sure.
Because I guess a lot of people will say, but I don't know what to put.
Exactly. Mm. I mean, it's something that I've addressed in the first chapter of the book. The biggest problem or the biggest barrier for most people when it comes to blogging and promoting their business is, well, what if I run out of things to say? Or what if I say something that's not the right thing to say? What happens then? Yeah.
And not everyone's a writer.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I have created a methodology that will generate ideas.
Cool. Okay.
So that you've got an ongoing stream of initially blog titles,
right,
and then there's a format there, and I've outlined how you work through the format to deliver blog posts each week. I mean just a little snippet from that.
Yeah.
If you the whole basis of content marketing is the foundation that you are delivering value-added content to people. So it's based on reciprocity. You give out lots of valuable information. You're not overtly trying to sell anything initially. You build up a relationship with people, a rapport with them, and they feel warmer towards you than your competitors. And then in time, they may come into the market for other products or services that you provide. And at that point, you have an advantage over your competitors who are just saying, well, we've got this and it's so many pounds and we've got a 50% off, et cetera, et cetera, which is all just noise. But if you're delivering value-added content, then people relate to you and want to find out about your products and services and value you as a niche leader, if you like. Now, the foundation of that is, well, first thing to do is, well, there's three or four steps, but I'll go to the third step. First of all, the third step is to identify the problems that your customers, your leads and prospects have, and then to write blog posts about the proposed solution. So you may give them, and if you look at my my Twitter stream, it's at the Mike Pitt, you'll see there are lots of links, bit.ly shortened links to relevant content for business owners and entrepreneurs. And in those links, in those posts, I outline a strategy for solving a particular problem. And then people say, oh, well, this is great. I can follow this. And sometimes they can go away and just implement that. Sometimes they may need help from a professional. And if they do need help, they're more likely to come to my company because we're the ones that wrote the blog post. So just attract people to business. So in that sense, writing content that addresses people's problems, already you're ahead of people. We're not saying we were at a lovely black tie dinner last week and so on and so forth and looking at nice pictures, which, you know, there is a role for that as well. But we're saying, this is the problem I know you're facing. This is a real business problem. Here's the solution. You know, follow that through. And you'll see that it's something that if you are consistent, because content and consistency equals conversions, if you're consistent with this strategy, after 1 year, for example, you will have 52 blog posts addressing 52 problems that your customers or potential customers will have had. And you will be seen as a leader, as a valued source, an online resource. It'll drive traffic to your site. It'll drive lots of leads and customers because people say, well, these people have solved this problem. We need to actually speak to them. They know what they're doing about this. And in that way, I mean, there's another benefit, and that's when people do approach your company after your value-added content, they're pre-qualified. So they'll say, oh, we want to talk specifically about how an app can introduce a new revenue stream for us. Or we had a USP, a unique selling proposition, and one of our competitors have matched it. What do we do next? And you've addressed that, and you know exactly what their problem is before you have the first meeting. So it's very good in that sense. And it's something that business owners and entrepreneurs can do with a regular schedule and a good methodical approach.
It's really interesting. We on the Campus Radio site, we have a blog page, and all of the blogs are provided by our listeners and readers. So that I think I wrote one of them ages ago, but normally all the blogs are provided by other people. And we had a blog a few months ago, which is still up there, and it's just entitled "You're Not Richard Branson." I tell you, that did get some hits. It got some fabulous hits, and it was written by a lady called Tamsin Fox Davis from Constant Contact. And Tamsin wrote the blog, and it's a very interesting blog about why, as a small business, you don't need to emulate Richard Branson. But just in the title alone,
it
just dragged people in that said, I want to read that. And it was amazing response we got to that blog. So it shows you the power of things like that. You're absolutely right.
That's spot on. It's a very good example. People, and we all know, and we share this, and we spoke about this before we came on air, that people don't want to read po-faced business blogs. They don't want to read the same old. If they wanted to just get government information, they could do that.
Absolutely.
You know, they could. They don't really want to read the dry information. You have to engage with them. You have to interact with them. And blog titles and then delivery through that is the way to do it, definitely.
Sure. No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I'm not a great writer, I have to admit, but I have written a few blogs in my time because I know how powerful they can be and how useful they can be. And I struggle manfully with actually constructing the blog, but I do.
You struggle manfully.
Yeah, I do. No, I do, because I just writing and me don't get on, and I don't feel comfortable in that medium.
But you're so good at other things, Paul Andrews.
Yeah,
I've got a special copy for you.
Have you?
So you could.
Yeah. I do need it. I do need it, because I'm a great believer in it. But I'm, you know, like so many people out there go, yeah, well, I don't know what to put. And then they walk away from doing it. And that's somewhat silly, because we know how powerful it is to be able to blog. And the fact that, you know, some of us don't feel comfortable in that medium is neither here nor there. It's still got to be done. And you still want to do it and need to do it. Just because it makes us uncomfortable, we need to challenge ourselves. Many years ago, I used to write a regular column for a magazine, and it was only 2,000 words.
Was that The Nuts?
No, actually, it was... don't encourage her. I was going to ignore her. Don't encourage her.
Was it Bunty?
Bunty, yeah. I remember that. My sister used to get Bunty.
The Dandy?
No.
You are a bit of the dandy, aren't you?
Yeah, sure.
In your purple. Carry on, anyway.
Oh, can I? Is that all right?
It's your show.
Yeah. No, really? Yeah. No, actually, the column I wrote was for... The column what I wrote, yeah, was for IT personnel.
Come on, get a grip, yeah, Andrews.
I did a career column in there. And that was only a monthly column, and it was only 2,000 words, but boy, did I struggle every month.
Well, it only lasted a month, or...
It was only one. Yeah, I only wrote one.
It's a good point. I mean, I have clients who say, oh, I can't write, Mike. No, you're going to have to do all the writing. And we do, for some clients, we do ghostwrite the blogs. But I think a model that is exploding at the moment is the training empowerment model. So we'll work with a business for 3 to 6 months.
Right, okay.
During that period, we'll train them how to write a blog and what to look out for. And then not just... creation of the content, but also the distribution through the relevant social media channels. Mm-hmm. Not everywhere, but the relevant channels for them.
Right.
So during that period, normally they pick up what they need to do and they understand it. Mm. But I started to work with a local branch of a national retailer. I can't name them, unfortunately. And he was, oh, Mike, you're going to do the writing. We can't do the writing. And, you know, why are we doing this? What's the, you know, I said, well, your search engine ranking. You see your search engine ranking improve straight away. In a couple of weeks, you'll see that just by the new content being published. And now he's ringing me up saying, oh, look where we are for this keyword. Look where we are for that keyword. I think that's fine, but it's 9:15. Can we talk about this tomorrow? So people get really engaged in it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So if you're saying, oh, I don't want to write. But if you write and then week one, week two, week three, week four, you can see the results, then you're more motivated.
Absolutely you are. Yeah.
You're more motivated. And as he constantly says, well, you know, if we're top of search, page one, et cetera, because without going into detail, he was sort of page five for one of his keywords, and he moved up to page one.
Absolutely. It's like anything in life, though, isn't it? Once you overcome and throw yourself into the first go at it, it very rapidly becomes much easier.
Yeah.
Once you see positive results back, which you will, you become more motivated to do it and more inclined to do it, and it becomes a self-fulfilling thing. You're absolutely right. You know, you're absolutely right. And even I found that. I'm not a great one for writing. You know, I'm just not. But even I found after a little while, the feedback you get from doing it makes it worthwhile and makes it worth putting the effort in to do it. Interestingly, and we'll talk about this later, I operate as an angel investor, and I've invested in a number of companies. And one of the companies I currently have an investment in is a software company called Virally.com.
Right.
And Virally app is a data collection product that sits around blogs and infographics, white papers and reports, and helps you collect marketing data from the readers of those reports. So there's a huge tie-in. And
very good.
You know, the thing that's reinforcing, Noem, what you're saying is, here's a company that have produced software to sit around a blog because they realise how important a blog is and how good it is at drawing people in from a marketing point of view. So it's absolutely right. Mike, we could talk about this subject all day. But we're fast kind of running out of time on the show as time is moving on. Would you give us a mention? Give us a mention for your book again.
Sure.
Tell people how they can buy the book.
Sure.
Give us a mention for your business.
Yes.
Give us a mention for your website. Give us a mention for your Twitter handle.
Sure.
And then people can follow up with you.
Sure.
On a one-to-one basis or via social media.
Okay, I'll start with Twitter. Mm-hmm. My Twitter handle is the Mike Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find me there. The book's called How to Turbocharge Your Business with a Blog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's available on Amazon, so you can search on Amazon, and it's available as a paperback and as a Kindle.
Right.
Kindle's only $6.34, paperback is $9.99. Mm. My business is called Marketing Fundamentals
cool.
Limited, and that's at marketingfundamentals.com.
Cool.
I have we were talking about opportunities earlier, and one of the opportunities that came to me was an American education portal called Udemy asked me to create a course. So I have a course called How to Turbocharge Your Business with a Blog, and that's at Udemy. So
right.
Udemy.com, and then search under the book title, How to Turbocharge Your Business with a Blog.
Yeah.
Free resources. I also have a YouTube channel at M Fundamentals.
Right.
And obviously the blog, which is at my website, and that's got lots of scrolling posts. I think I've got over 160 posts there.
Wow. Okay.
Blimey, do you ever sleep?
No.
Pretty busy.
Yes.
That's cool. All of those links, actually, to the workshops, the book page, and your website are all on the Kent Business Radio website. So you don't have to remember any of those, listeners.
Brilliant.
If you go to today's show, which is show number 145, all of them are listed on there, and you can find all of those. Do check it out. Just to reemphasize, Mike has kindly donated 3 copies of his book to us. So if you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/businessbunker, and the first 3 people that put an entry on there saying, please may I have one of Mike's books, we will give you a signed copy of Mike's book, and we will let you know who got those, Mike.
Brilliant.
For the moment, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and chat some more. And do find out about it, because Mike is absolutely right. Blogging is something really crucial to generating marketing input to your business. And, you know, we were talking about other forms of social media earlier. One of the things that people find when they come on this show is how they get inundated with new customers from social media. And one of the things we've done with the radio show is to tie it into social media and to blogs, which is why we have all the blogs on the website. We have all the social media links. It is a very powerful method of building relationships with potential customers. So he's absolutely right. So do follow up with that. Do have a look at Mike's website. Do read his book. And for the moment, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here. Thanks.
Cool. Do stay with us and join in for the rest of the show. I've got an email here I want to read, which I received this morning, actually, from a good mate of mine, Paul Goodwin. And he said, hi, Paul. We're pretty proud of this one. We were commissioned to design a website for iSportConnect.tv and to theme it with the existing iSportConnect.com website for an, as far as possible, seamless experience. Warp Design, that is the name of his company, provides new online sport TV portal. iSport Connect TV launched yesterday, that's Monday the 14th of October, with broadcast directly from Sportel Monaco, the world's leading business market for the sports media industry, in association with Eurosport. The iSport Connect team will present a daily roundup of the biggest stories and events, as well as exclusive interviews with key figures at the conference. After Sportel, IS Sport Connect TV will continue to release regular cutting-edge sports industry programming, including breaking news, discussion and interviews with industry leaders. Warp Design of Ashford have a proud history of working with sports organisations to deliver top-quality branding, web design and event production services. Joint Managing Director Jonathan Goodwin has personally worked on a number of high-profile design projects, ranging from branding at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona to designing the TV set and event branding for the London 2012 Olympic handball team's draw, which was broadcast live across the world on Al Jazeera Sport, with camera coverage and uplink provided by Canterbury Broadcast Production Company, AdVision.
Camel coverage?
Sorry?
Did you say Al Jazeera Sport camel coverage?
No, Al Jazeera. Very funny. Al Jazeera Sport with camera coverage.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about your stuffed camel
again. You were back to stuffed camels. I knew you. Yeah, I knew you'd do
that. Do you
that.
Know what they do, Paul Andrews?
Nah, go on.
Well, you can go from Manston, which we haven't mentioned today.
I'm going to get round to Manston in a moment.
And you can fly out there to Abu Dhabi, yeah. And you can have a stuffed camel, which inside it has got a sort of flamingo and then a duck and then a pigeon and then a sheep and all sorts of things, all stuffed in your camel.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure you said it in that press release just now.
No, I said camera.
You sure?
Yeah.
You said Abu Dhabi.
No, I didn't. I said Al Jazeera.
Something Arabic.
Al Jazeera,
you know,
which
where
is
I'm
a TV
going.
Station.
Yeah. Well, it's based in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Anyway, about enough of that nonsense. Sorry about that, listener. About Warp Design. Warp Design is a multimedia design agency and part of SBS Warp Limited, based in Ashford, Kent. Warp Design provides high-quality web design, branding, graphic design and email marketing solutions to a wide range of industries, but take particular pride in our ongoing relationship with sports brands and organisations such as the European Handball Federation, GLL and National Sports Governing Bodies. You can find, there's two websites here. There's Warp Design, and that's Warp, W-A-R-P, hyphen design.co.uk, and iSportConnect.tv, iSportConnect.tv. Both of those are listed on the KentBusinessRadio.co.uk website. Jules, I think you can do another email now, as long as it's camel-free.
It is camel free. I've just got a really funny picture. Both the guests have gone quiet, have you noticed? Because they're squiffing.
Well, they're stunned silence. How you managed to work in stuffed camel into a report about website design for a sports company.
Well, you know. No, they're quiet, Paul Andrews, because they're tucking in to the cake that Mike Pitt brought in very sweetly.
So the what? The camel?
The cake.
Oh, the cake.
The stuffed camel. Volunteer business mentor. No, I've just taken a really funny picture of Mike tucking into his cake and Rachel is hiding behind the microphone. You can't even see her. It's quite funny. But she's tucking into the cake as well. So volunteer business mentor is required. Young Enterprise Company program in the YE flagships. What is Young Enterprise flagship company program students set up and run a real firm for a year under the guidance of a business volunteer. And they're going to get practical experience of the joys and the pitfalls of creating a truly functioning enterprise. Pitfalls. Nice dogs. And three schools still need business advisors and hope you might help. So the schools that need them are Sevenoaks Independent School, the Raynham Girls School and the Valley Park Community School. So the title for this will be a business advisor, and you need to commit about 2 hours a week at the school, and you'll be assisting sixth form students to set up and run a business for an academic year and work towards a national competition. The skills that you'll need will be a broad business knowledge, a motivator, entrepreneurial spirit. To find out more and how you can use your business knowledge to encourage the entrepreneurs of tomorrow, please contact Sue Waldock, W-A-L-D-O-C-K, 01622-688-134, or email sue.waldock at FSB, Federation of Small Businesses, fsb.org.uk. Sounds like a good one. And there's a networking breakfast also for the FSB at the Pegwell Bay Hotel in Ramsgate, 23rd of October, so that's next week, 6:30 to 8:30. It's a relaxed and welcoming atmosphere. The speaker is Eric Homewood, who's the secretary of the East Kent branch for the FSB, and it's £10 a person, including VAT, and includes an excellent buffet breakfast. Gareth.johns at 365itsupport.co.uk. We'll put this on the Bunker website after the show.
Cool.
That's the 23rd of October.
Brilliant.
Also,
go on, keep going.
Talking of Manston, doing business in the Netherlands, Manston International Airport, Thursday the 24th.
It's been sold.
I know. Well, will they still do this?
Yep.
24th of October. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell me the exclusive in a minute, but I'll just finish this. So doing business in the Netherlands is a talk. It's a free afternoon seminar. It's on the 24th of October, 3 to 7:30. It's organised by the UK Trade and Investment and Air France, KLM, in cooperation with Kent International Business and the Two Seas Trade Project. So go along to that. Sounds very interesting. We will put the details on the Business Bunker website. So tell me this news.
Yeah, it's breaking news.
Exclusive.
Manston Airport's owners, Infratil, have announced last night that they sold the airport.
Where did you see this news?
It's all over everything. It's all over the Twitter sphere. It's all over the news outlets. And they sold it for £1.
Right.
Plus 350,000 quid as a consideration in terms of cash shortfall. And they sold it to a company called Lothian Shelf. Oh, I did a quick bit of Googling on Lothian Shelf. And Lothian Shelf
are such a sleuth.
An investment company. And they are totally owned by one Anne Gloag. And Anne, most of you will know, is a very well-known Scottish entrepreneur and the founder and owner of Stagecoach.
Very interesting
the transport
development
company.
Then, isn't
so
it?
So that's a very interesting development. It's very early days. I've put out some requests to their PR people and to Charles Buchanan and various other people to let us know what's going on. Obviously, they don't know what's going on at the moment because it's all very new. But we will keep you up to date with what the plans are with the new owners of Manston Airport. But it could be exciting times.
It's a coup for the Business Bunker. I mean, you know, to announce it now when it was
absolutely.
Just last night.
Yeah, absolutely. So keep focused on that. We will find out as much as we can as it unfolds and let you know what the plans are for Manston Airport.
Yeah, well, so, let's hope they're good plans.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good plans, I don't see why they shouldn't be.
I don't.
We've had gazillions more tweets. Alex Waterton has said, we're all ready for tonight's Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours, which is starting at 6 p.m, but you're all welcome from 4 p.m. onwards. You can find out about it. That will be at F Keys at the Medway City Estate, Rochester. Are you still eating? Goodness
gracious
me.
Just a little star from the top of the chocolate cake.
You can find out about it. I do recommend going to the After Hours clubs of the Kent Invicta Chamber. They are brilliant. And you can find out by following F Keys on the Twitter. Paul Barron has tweeted in. Paul is the chief executive of the Kent Foundation, which is an organisation that represents young entrepreneurs. And Paul has said, we're working and listening to the Business Bunker. Or maybe that's listening and working, but we're doing both. So, Paul, thank you for that and welcome.
Well, we're eating and broadcasting.
Jamie from Jamie's Jazz Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, has said, promise faithfully, no Jamie Cullen.
Oh, phew.
Yeah. What's your request, though, Jules?
Well, I was just thinking, yeah, I saw that, but I need to think about it because I don't want to sound silly. I'm not just going to pluck something.
The lovely Miriam McGurk has said, purple for passion, Paul.
Oh, dear. I have to watch out.
We'll gloss over that. I'll talk to you later, Miriam.
Yeah.
And Chris Pollard has got in already and said, I'm there. I've got a copy of his book. So he's already posted. So that's Chris Pollard claims, I haven't checked yet, but he's claiming to have won a copy of Mike's book. So Chris is from Connect.
Isn't that called fixing the competition?
Yeah. Well, he may well be right. I'm sure he is. But Chris is saying that he's won it. So I haven't even looked at my Facebook page yet. So and he's claiming to be third. So two other people think they've won as well. So, but I'll let you know who that was, Mike.
Thanks.
But Chris Pollard's one of them.
I've won as well, even though I can't go on Facebook during the show.
And
it's called
Miriam,
a handicap.
Miriam has also said, well done to Rachel. It was a brilliant, informative slot, and she really enjoyed it. So well done for that. Oh dear, Christian Jackson. Yes, I'm available, and here's my phone number, Jules.
Oh, lovely. Was that a DM? He just put his phone number.
No. He's put it for all to see.
That's a bit tarty, isn't it? Putting it out on the whole of Twitter.
Yeah.
Does he realise we've got 8,000 Kentish followers? He's going to be in on
it. He will now.
It may be of interest, he says also, that we do lots of web development, I guess that means, so can consult on SEO optimisation for hits. At Jules Serkin.
Yeah. Brian Davis has said...
My wardrobe door's open.
Brian Davis has said to me, talking of links, do you not have a link to your Facebook page on the Business Bunker website? Yeah. And he's saying that because he knows damn well I don't. Yeah.
Why haven't you?
Because I've never got round to putting it on there. No, you're absolutely right, Brian, I don't. And that's absolutely unforgivable. And do you know what else I don't have on there?
There is an awful lot to do. What else haven't you got on there?
Oh, no, I do. I do
your phone number?
No, I have Twitter on there. I have Twitter, but not
hope
Facebook.
You do.
Yeah.
Even I've got Twitter on mine.
Yeah. And I have a live Twitter feed on the Business Bunker, but I didn't have the Facebook. So no, you're right. Absolutely right, Brian. I will put it on.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You've got an update from the world's most expensive link.
Right.
He says, hi, Paul, right on cue. This is from the lovely Alan Noak, isn't it?
Yeah.
He says, here is your quick monthly update about what's been happening on the world's most expensive link. Three participants topping up their entries over the last month. So you need to do the da 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 da. Go on.
Nah.
In the top slot, for a number of years now, the top slot has been firmly held by Kent-based... That was the wrong tune, wasn't
Anthony
it?
Anthony Gray Clocks.
Yeah.
That was a guess.
Yeah. He specialises in antique clock restoration. You could do with some antique restoration. This has now been going for over 1,398 days, Paul Andrews.
Really?
So to gain the top spot, your link must be worth a total amount of £591. But you can start your link off from as little as £1. Top-ups recently. In third place, www.giftofhealth.co.uk, which is a Kent-based Herbalife distributor. I've got a very interesting story about Herbalife. I'll make it really quick because I know you'll roll your eyes because of time. I broke my leg in 97 when we had the snow. And I was breastfeeding my son at the time. And my bone didn't grow. So it was a really nasty break. I had a terrible time with the NHS, let's not even go there, where they put my main bone of my leg together with gas and air because they had no anaesthetist in. It was just hideous, I can't tell you. Anyway, 12 weeks on, my bone had not grown at all. And I was in a terrible state. I had a young baby. New husband was at work paying the mortgage. I was on my own with a young baby and breastfeeding and feeling really, really pretty grim. And I consulted a Herbalife distributor who put me on a supplement. My GP said, your bone will not grow. You'll have to have a bone graft. If it hasn't grown for 12 weeks, that's it. Went on the Herbalife supplement, which was calcium and something, and my bone grew.
Wow.
Which is an absolute miracle. Absolute miracle. So Herbalife gets it for me. I'm not talking about the weight loss thing, but certainly very, very good supplements. Fifth place on this is www.a-healthier-life.co.uk, which is a life wellness centre. And in 22nd place, it's www.smiletrain.org.uk, which is the leading cleft charity. Is that cleft palate?
I guess so.
That's amazing.
I'm back now. So, while she was telling that story, I went to feed the alpacas.
A massive thanks to all... Well, see, they could be stuffed in a camel, couldn't they? A massive thanks to all our 215 participants to date. I'm very proud to say we have now raised, says Alan Noak, $1,232,094. I'm not very good on my numbers. Is that 1,000?
1,000.
Sorry. I'm a numerate. For their selected charities. And since the world's most expensive link began way back in 2000, be great, good if it was 1 million though, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
That we have paid out £2,311.29 commission to participants. You can go onto that link, www.theworldsmostexpensivelink.com.
Cool. We've had a few more tweets in, and somebody wasn't paying attention to the start of the show, Mr. Pollard. Mr. Pollard has tweeted, don't forget to do the draw, Paul. Oh. Well, Mr. Pollard, we actually did the draw an hour and a half ago.
Well, the writer, Josie Maguire, has already said what a fabulous prize and well done.
Absolutely.
She listens.
And for those of you who are tardy in your listening, the winner of the draw for the Geo telephone number, as provided for by connectsit.co, at last week's Seven Oaks Business Show, the winner was Caroline Hart, Kent Life Coach.
And the funny thing was, he's going, hello, anyone in? on my Twitter, because we were ignoring him, he thinks. But we've done it.
We've done it, Chris. We did it ages ago, mate.
Yeah, he's been...
Rebecca Nutt, the lovely Rebecca, has tweeted. She said, glad to see that you have used a Serenity Becker coloured knife for cutting Mike's cake.
Purple, yes.
Purple.
It's her brand.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. And also, Seven Oaks Tunbridge, breakfast friends,
yeah,
have said, Has Jules booked her tickets for the free gin tasting? Are you sure? Are you sure? You are inviting Jules to a gin tasting. You don't know what you're doing.
More importantly, Paul Andrews, I've booked my driver to go to the gin tasting.
There's a gin tasting hosted by Hadlow Manor tomorrow night, the 16th of October. You can find out about it by going to breakfastfriends.co.uk.
I'll be there.
Oh, she'll be there. Don't you worry. She'll be there. Right. Oh, Rob Parker, Go Vicinity.
Oh, the lovely Rob.
Rob is doing the 12K mud run this weekend, Sunday, for clapper.com. That's clapa.com, clapper.com. Photos to follow next week. Good luck with that, Rob. We'll be rooting for you, mate.
Yeah, what does clapper stand for?
I don't know. I could find out by clicking on that link.
I'm sure
possibly.
He'll tell us.
If you keep talking, I will check it out. Clapper is
the South Kent
Association. You just read it out, you silly woman.
Well, I knew that. The FSB, the South Kent Annual. I hope there's no more figures in this. You know, luckily I've got Mike next to me to tell me if there's any millions.
Leave
or
him
thousands.
Alone, for goodness sake.
You know, he's very beautifully dressed, isn't he? He really is. South Kent Annual General Meeting, and he's from Wimbledon. The Elwick Club in Ashford, that's TN23 1RD if you're going in your sat-nav. Tuesday the 26th of October, which is next Tuesday, members and guests are welcome, entry is free. So, it's the law, how will it affect your business? That's what they're talking about. And the guest speaker is Paul Baker, talking of cakes, Managing Director of the SSB, FSB, Independent Financial Service. We're going to put that on the Bunker website rather than reading out the Eventbrite thing. And then there's the East Kent branch AGM, which is at the Abbott Spartan with the tall one, Janice, New Dover Road, Canterbury. It's the 24th of October at 7:15. The guest speaker is Mike Theoff, T-H-E-O-F-F, Theoff, and Peter Buskell of Elam Valley Vineyards. Ah, there's another nice one to go to. Come along to see a presentation on the work involved as a charity with disabled children, which will include a demonstration of making products out of wood and wine tasting. So that's 24th of October, the Thursday, at the Abbott Spartan in Canterbury.
Cool. It's your last chance to book.
Is it?
Small business finance for startups this Thursday. And that's the day after tomorrow, Thursday the 17th of October in Maidstone. It's a one-day workshop on finance for startups and small businesses. It's entirely free to attend, and it's from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And it's run by the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. And you can find out about it by going to the kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events. That is a free event for small business finance this Thursday. And there's a couple of places left if you'd like your free place on it. Also, the Discovery Park at Sandwich is celebrating its first year as the number of tenants reaches 50. Following its launch in August 2012, Discovery Park Enterprise Zone is now home to 50 businesses and employs over 1,300 staff in sectors such as life sciences, technology, business and manufacturing, with tenants including Asian, Mylan, LGC, Peak Dow Chemistry Services, Reeves, Cleantech, Innovation and Digital Detective, and that is on the former site of the Pfizer pharmaceutical plant over there in Sandwich. So congratulations to those guys, 1 year old today. A supermarket chain whose in-house beers are produced by Shepherd Neame has been experiencing unprecedented success in the Asian market. The famous Faversham brewery, known for producing real ales like Bishop's Finger and Spitfire, develops Asda's own extra special beers, which have become extremely popular in the Far East. More than 5,000 bottles a week are flying off the shelves in top Japanese supermarket chain Seiyu stores, making them the second best-selling beer for the retail outlet in Japan. The ales, which are brewed in Kent, have proven so popular that sales are outstripping those in the UK, registering 115% higher sales in Japan for Asda's Extra Special Golden Ale and 125% higher for Asda's Extra Special Gentleman James. So there you go.
Kampai, I say to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what
there
that means?
Go. No, go on.
Kampai. Come on, have a guess.
I have no idea.
Kampai. pie.
She is.
Yeah, very okay. good. I had, at talking about eating, I had at Harry Covert's, I went to the secret dining.
You went to Harry's, didn't you?
I did. I took my drinking partner, Ken Lloyd, who's...
what did I say to you about Harry before you went?
You said he's a fabulous chef.
I said he's one of the best chefs I know.
You did.
Was I right or was I right?
You were right.
And I was always right.
I went with the lovely Nina, who was driving, so I could drink, and it was such good value. People, because it was £35, but you can take your own drink. So as you know, if you're not buying wine, that makes a huge difference. But the food just kept coming and coming and coming. Barbary duck, little amuse bouche. The amuse bouche was a tomato and ginger soup, and he made me my own gluten-free bread, which was absolutely the best bread I've ever had in my life. Homemade chocolates, little chocolate, little gorgeous things.
I get fat just listening to her. She's just so annoying.
And I managed to smuggle some of the chocolates away. So you know when you've got that Sunday slump, when you've been out on a Friday night and it's Sunday and it's raining and you know, and I sat down to watch Downton Abbey and I got them out. They were lovely. They were, yeah, they were fab. So I highly recommend, listener, at Harry Covert. He's at Mr. Harry, HARRI COVERT. Go onto his website, check out his secret dining experience, and invite me.
Yeah, it's fabulous. What a fabulous chef.
But invite me.
The food. Harry once cooked an outdoor paella, and it was just the most wonderful thing I've ever eaten. And he just kind of threw it together, there and then, outdoors. Dush, dush, dush.
Was the camel
fantastic.
In it?
Fantastic. Huh?
Camel in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just
free range. He went and rounded him up
camel.
On his own. Yeah,
organic.
I've had a really lovely tweet that I want to tell you.
Please do.
It's from the lovely tall one from Janice Watton of Albert Barton's Hotel.
Yeah,
and she just says, "Vanilla Webb, Jill Serkin, I love you guys."
Oh,
and we love you
sweet.
Too, Janice.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do. I'd already seen that and retweeted, "We love you back."
Yeah,
about half an hour ago.
Yeah, well done.
Anyway, Kent Invicta Chamber have got limited places for the Thurley Page employment law update, which is on the 24th of October in Chatham, and it's extremely popular, so you need to book it. So you need to go onto the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce website there, or you can book by looking at the Kent Business Bunker website after the show. But the guest speaker on the 24th, I don't know who the guest speaker is, but it's a very, very good one about the coalition government's current and future programme for employment law. And it's 8:30 in the morning until lunchtime. And then on the 25th of October in Ashford, Moving Britain's Economy from Good to Great, Why the BCC and the Accredited Chamber Network Matter More Now Than Ever. And the guest speaker for that is Adam Marshall, who's Director of Policy and External Affairs. And that's a free one. That's at 12 o'clock to 2. In Ashford. Details of that will be on the Bunker website after the show.
We've had the very last tweet of the day come in from Sonia, mm-hmm. who's known on the Twitter as Parent Teen UK. And Sonia helps parents and teenagers to communicate. And she says, "Hello to you all at the Business Bunker. I'm looking forward to listening to the replay," which I guess means she's missed most of the live show, but that's cool.
It's nice to listen again.
That's why we have a listen again, is because you are busy and you don't always get to listen to us live, and we fully understand that. That's why we put up a listen again, so that you can all share in the mayhem that goes on round here. But do you know what? We've kind of reached the end of the show.
I've got hundreds of things left. Never mind, we'll carry them on for next week.
Cool. Now, we're having a love fest on Twitter now. We've now got a competition of people that love us more than the last one.
Who loves us more?
Josie loves us. She loves you both even more.
Is that Josie McGuire?
Yeah, and Chris loves us.
She's
and Lenny's love us. And all kinds of people.
Chris only loves us because he feels sheepish because he missed the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we're going to be asking him questions later.
Frankly, that's
anyway,
covered
look,
love.
Anyway, we're at the end of the show. So thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. It's been an absolute pleasure to share the afternoon with you. And a big, big thank you to our two fabulous guests, Mr. Mike Pitt of Marketing Fundamentals, Rachel Elcombe of University of Kent at Canterbury Enterprise Student Enterprise Hub. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin. Coming up later today, we have, very quickly, 3 o'clock, Kevin Cann, 5 o'clock, The Craig Avery Show, and at 7 o'clock, New Potatoes with Jamie Leftarm. Do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back next week.
After cake. Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker. Wow.